Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So I saw your email last night, and it does make me ask the question. I ask people this question all the time. What is worse than getting a sales call from a complete stranger and an unidentified number? Well, there is one thing worse. It's when that voice is automated.
You mean you could have been automated phoning the guy about the 30,000?
Yeah. That would have been worse.
Yeah, no. It is another way. It's called AVM, automated voice messaging, and it seems to be the new kind of trend with companies. So it's yet another way they can get hold of us. Your phone rings, you answer, and instead of a real live person saying hello, how are you, and then trying to sell you something, you hear a recorded message. Those punting it, the companies, they say that for them and for potential customers, it's a win-win situation. For consumers, it's easier to put the phone down on an AVM rather than a real person, although that's never worried me. And companies don't get to spend time trying to market to someone who's not interested in their product or service. And then there's the cost, of course. It costs companies far less than conventional cold call telemarketing, while allowing them to deliver a more powerful message, apparently, than text can offer. But again, I don't think marketers have quite thought through the irritation factor, Darren. A man who asked to be identified just as Stephen said he excused himself from a meeting when his cell phone rang this week, thinking it was an important call.
Yeah.
I was actually in a meeting with a client and I had to step away. After about 12 seconds, I discovered it was a recording and I cut it off.
So this particular AVM call, I have to say, was not a marketing call. It was a recording from his car financing bank, West Bank, and he stopped listening a few sentences in, very unimpressed. He said, I find these calls very inconsiderate and not properly thought through by the companies that are implementing them. If everyone at West Bank was too busy to phone and talk to me about my account, then I think good old email or text is good enough. At least I can decide when to read it.
So if people are going to get so irritated when they hear a recording that they cut off the call, what's the point in the first place?
Well, exactly. So I asked West Bank why they are sending their customers AVMs. Apparently, it's about meeting the SA Reserve Bank's December 31 deadline for getting its FICA house in order. This was according to West Bank Marketing's head of brand and communications, Rudolph Mahoney. And this applies to all banks. So people can expect AVMs and other calls. They apparently have to re-verify customers whose the copies of their IDs that they gave to the dealerships aren't good enough, apparently. So the bank has employed an entire department of people whose sole job it is to get better ID copies out of certain clients.
Right.
So he says, first we contact them by phone, then we SMS, email, and lastly we resort to AVM messaging. And he says Stephen hadn't responded to any of the other ones, and then the AVM'd, but it kind of failed in his case because he got irritated and ended the call.
Yeah.
So West Bank is not using AVM as a direct marketing tool, but other companies are embracing it as a new form of what we on the receiving end called plain old spam.
Now, I'll tell you straight up what gets up my nose is that when I get these sales calls or marketing calls, I like to have the opportunity to say, do not ever phone me again.
Yes, exactly.
But when it's a robot,
that's difficult.
They don't listen.
They don't engage.
How did anyone think this was a good idea?
Okay, well, the companies who've started using it think it's a terrific idea. I got one of these calls last week, and as it happens, suggesting that I might be the victim of reckless lending. So I know a bit about reckless lending through my work. So I responded, you press a one. So you don't have to incur any costs. For press one, and I was connected to a company called Debtworks, and the agent was trying to get me interested in going under debt review. I kept pressing him on the reckless lending bit, what would happen and what makes it reckless lending, but clearly that wasn't in his script, so there's a bit of a disconnect there. A spokesman for the company, I got hold of them, said it was in a pilot phase with AVMs, but, quote, so far there's an upward trend in responses. The call to action by pressing number one is more immediate and convenient than other forms of direct marketing, such as posted direct mailers or pop-up ads on websites. All those things are annoying. It was regrettable, she said, that when they contacted someone, if they contacted someone who wasn't interested, thereby inconveniencing them, but people were welcome to opt out.
Another thing that irritates me, I didn't ask for the message in the first place. No,
Why should
I send you an SMS to opt out? But what if you don't want to get the call in the first place?
Okay, so you can put your name on the Direct Marketing Association's Do Not Contact list, and I'll put the direct link to that on the blog. But that means that only the DMA members won't contact you. You are fair game for the rest, and there are quite a few of the rest. Still worth doing it, though. But you can get ahead of this, and I've only just done this myself, actually. You download the free app called Truecaller on your phone. It finds details of unknown mobile or landline numbers, name, address, location, pops it up on the screen so you can kill the call if you don't like what you see.
I've got it on my phone. My whole screen goes up red.
Exactly. Yeah. So everyone should do it.
It's a free app, right?
So we use technology to fight their technology.
Yes.
Don't you love it?
That's how it is. Thank you, Wendy Nola. Breakfast.